Jack Semple. Jack Semple, Christmas coming up to the Casino Regatta Show Lounge. And I got a little Jack Semple here in the studio with me right now. I'm going to a little Christmas music.
All right, sure.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. A new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones. The old and the young. A very Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one. Without any fear.
Nice. If you want the whole song, you got to go to the concert.
That's right. You got to buy a ticket. December 6th.
Caitlin is here as well. Caitlin, how many in the family are going to be on the stage?
The three kids. So I'm the oldest. Myself and my brother Kieran and my sister Zanaya. And they both live in Winnipeg now. So they're coming back home for Christmas. And then my mom and my dad. And I'm hoping my son joins us this year.
Nice,
he's five.
Nice. All right. So it's a whole family Christmas. And boy, everyone, if you want to get in the Christmas spirit, you did this last year. It was a huge success.
That's right.
We did. Yeah. It's nice to have you back at Casino Regatta. I encourage you to get your tickets early because it'll be sold out by the time the 6th rolls around here. Jack, as I admire you playing guitar, I've probably asked you this before, but who put the guitar in your hands in the first place?
Let's see. Well, my brother Jim and my brother Gavin, who both are... they're hobbyists, you know, and they got me started playing guitar when I was a little kid, when I was 10 years old. Yeah.
And so was the family back then as talented? Everyone sat around and jammed, or was it?
There was jam sessions every weekend. Yeah. Myself and my two brothers, and my other brother, Bill, is a great singer. And my two sisters there. Yeah. There was six of us all together and we're all musical.
Yeah. That must be pretty impressive to be in a family with so much talent sitting all around you. And you're watching your daughter here beside you. And I notice you still look over and there's a gleam in your eye and you're proud.
Oh, I'm very proud. These guys are amazingly talented. Yeah. They're all different. They all have different interests, you know, like Caitlin's really into musical theater. My son Kieran is really into singer-songwriter, and my daughter Zanaya is a really good belter blues kind of singer, you know, and my wife Tara is a classical musician. So we got a lot of ground covered.
Well, but nobody plays the guitar like you do in the family, do they?
No.
Okay, look, I challenged you a few moments ago to come up with a Grey Cup song.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, Machine Gun Kelly, you like his music? He's the halftime show.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, okay.
I have all his albums. Yeah, from way back in the 60s when he started, you know?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of people with their eyebrows up wondering, what's that going to be like? But I'll tell you what. If Jack Semple, hey, did you ever have anything to do with Huddle Up in Saskatchewan?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Did you write that song?
No, I think it was Carol Gabel or something.
Oh,
were you on that, Caitlin?
No.
Were you in that game? No, but I was there. I was huddling.
And did you performed it?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I think I even did some dance moves on the on the ground. We don't want to talk about that?
All right. Let's not. Hey, let's just pretend you are the star of the 2025 halftime show. I challenge you now to come up with a writer influence. Tweak the lyrics however you have to and give us a song. You ready? Up for the task?
I'm ready. I believe the writers are going to win, you know. I believe it. You got to have faith, right?
Amen, brother.
You got to have faith. Just a prairie fan, all dressed in green and white, headed to the Grey Cup on a frosty night. Just a small town boy, raised on dreams in Taylor Field. He's watching now as the dream becomes real. Everybody, don't stop believing. Hold on to that green and white feeling. Rider Nation will go on the way. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that rider feeling. Rider Nation to the final play. Yay!
Does it get any better than that? I witnessed it. They just sat in the hall. They drummed up some of those lyrics and put it all together. I love it. What a wonderful Friday morning to have you two in the studio live. Thank you so much, Caitlin.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Jack.
Always good to see you two. December 6th, it's a Semple Family Christmas Casino Regina Show Lounge. Tickets are available now, and they're affordable, and it's going to put you in that Christmas mood. You'll probably leave the concert, immediately go buy a new unwrapped toy and drop it off in one of our bins for Santa's Anonymous to make a young girl or boy happy on Christmas morning. Nice to get into the Christmas spirit with you too, both of you. Thank you so much. Wish you well. Well, that was pretty fun. That was just awesome to have Jack Semple on the spot coming up with a Grey Cup song for us. If you missed it, we're going to put that on our socials, too, and you can enjoy it as much as we did here, too. Two more sleeps till the big Grey Cup game, and, of course, it's green and white day. Jack and Caitlin came in here wearing their jerseys. We're all painting the town green, too, so totally acceptable to be heading to work this morning in your jerseys. In Winnipeg, it's total team coverage. We've heard from Britton Gray and Belton Johnson, who's here at Regina, and of course is going to be part of the pre- and post-game show coming up on Sunday. He'll join me here in the next half hour, and we'll dissect what it's going to take for the Riders to win. Kerry Joseph, one of only four quarterbacks who have led the Riders to a Grey Cup title. I heard him on the Green Zone yesterday, and man, that guy, he is so solid of a human being, and he really pointed out the fact that when he won the cup, it was great to share him with the fans. Here's a little of what he said.
The people that put their hard-earned money and to come in and watch you and support, you want to be able to give them a championship to be able to celebrate. That's the thing I really enjoyed.
And we enjoyed watching him, too. And last night, we enjoyed seeing some of the Riders win the CFL Awards. Logan Ferland won the Jake Goddard Veterans Trophy. That really recognizes his community service. He does so much with the Children's Hospital in Saskatoon. And he's had to persevere through his own life in so many ways. And that's cool to see that happen for him. And, of course, Jamarcus Hardrick is the league's top offensive lineman. And Nathan Rourke from B.C., he took the stage. He won Most Outstanding Player at the Player Awards. They did not announce the Coach of the Year, so we don't know if Coach Mace is going to win it or not. They're hanging on to that until March during the Combine. They'll announce that. So we gotta wait, I guess. But as I mentioned, too, yesterday, Dave Naylor from TSN, our CFL analyst, was also on the Green Zone. And he said, you know what, Davis Alexander, he might be bothered by a hamstring, but he still feels that he is going to be, if the Alouettes are to win, the reason is because that man has not lost in 13 games. I still think the Riders and Trevor Harris, the way he looked, especially by that fourth quarter last game, they are going to be focused. It's time to get it on. The Riders 1-1 away from ending a 12-year drought since we last played for a cup in the Mission. Not complete yet. We finished the regular season 12-6. That's not enough. What's it going to take to get across the final hurdle? Let's ask the champ, Grey Cup champ, Green Zone analyst, Belton Johnson, joining me now. And Belton, I thought we'd go over a few line items here to get this victory. Would you agree, number one, is to let AJ Ouellette just shine wherever possible?
The Riders have one of the best offensive line in the league, and they have one of the best running backs. So, yes, ground and pound, would, in my opinion, offensively would be the way to go. And, again, with that O-line, I know they're going to get protection. So, if Trevor Harris, I'm hoping he takes a few deep shots here and there.
Well, it's interesting you point that about Montreal, because they held Ouellette to fewer than 100 yards in both meetings this season. And in the East semifinal last weekend, they made Brady Oliveira like a non-factor. He had 38 yards rushing. So still, you need to run the ball when you have to there. Offensively, protecting Trevor Harris is key. What do you want to see out of Harris in the offense?
Again, with Trevor Harris, like I said, I'd love to see a couple deep shots, right? I think back to, what, week 9 when the Riders played the Alouettes. Dante Myers had, what, 5 catches, 136 yards. And at that time, that was probably the best complete Riders had played the entire season. And again, I just think a couple big plays here and there can always turn a game there, Greg.
Well, according to Rider reporter Britton Gray, who's been hanging out in Winnipeg, Keyshawn was out there again, but that knee still looks pretty questionable. Wide receiver Joe Robustelli He's a go. Joe ready if needed to. And I heard Dave Naylor yesterday wondering out loud, too, how will that quarterback, you know him well, Davis Alexander, and that hamstring hold up? He hasn't lost in 13 games. What's the key here?
Well, the key with Davis Alexander, and, you know, I keep hearing about this hamstring, but at the same time, he's been out there practicing. So with the Riders, they got to contain him. I see him as similar to a Nathan Rourke-type quarterback. That he's a mobile quarterback, so I think they need to keep him contained or at least keep him running some kind of way, maybe, and, you know, don't give up the big plays. Because once he gets out that pocket, he likes to go deep as well.
Yeah, and it is concerning to think that if he can't make it through the whole game, well, standing in the wings, McLeod Bethel Thompson, and he got our number during the regular season. it's one of those games where, man, you can't fault anything here. These two teams are tight, aren't they?
They're very tight. I think they're very similar, and you know, they match up well, evenly. I think offensively, defensively, they kind of match well. You know, the one area that Alouettes may have over the Riders might be special teams in the kicking game. But again, I think with the Riders, if they play like they played this season with that defense, bring that pressure, that's going to eliminate a lot of things, Greg.
Last week in the West Final, Belton Johnson, we questioned some of the calls made by Coach Mace, but he proved us wrong.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Tommy Neal! 11 seconds to go!
Well, it'll be interesting, Belton, this time around to watch the decisions on third down late in the fourth. Will it be easier knowing what patience taught us last week, buddy?
I'm going to be like Coach Mason. I'm going to trust in everything that he says and does. So he had me on the edge of the seat last week. Not great.
You have faith in the coach. You have faith in Brett Lawther again if the game is on the line on his foot.
I'm going to have to, Greg.
He's the best choice for this game. His play of late proves it. Okay, Montreal quarterback Davis Alexander has not lost in 13 games, but I don't think he'll go 14. I've got the Riders winning 31-27. How about you?
Wow. You know what? I had 32-27.
There we go.
And the reason being, you know, I don't think the Alouettes are a pushover. Even, you know, with Davis Alexander, I don't care. I respect the Alouettes, Greg.
Yeah, it's going to be a tight game for sure, I think. Yeah. It's going to be fun, man. Let's get it on.
Let's do it.
Belton Johnson, you enjoy your Grey Cup weekend, pal. Appreciate your time.
Have a good one, Greg.
It's Green and White Day wearing our jerseys here at work. And, man, I'm pumped up after just having Jack Semple in studio. If you missed it, I challenged him to just on the spot come up with a Rider song from a song I think you all know. Listen to this.
Just a Prairie fan, all dressed in green and white, headed to the Grey Cup on a frosty night. Just a small town boy, raised on dreams in Tanfield. He's watching now as the dream becomes real.
Everybody!
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that green and white feeling. Rider Nation will go on their way. Don't stop believing, hold on to that rider feeling, Rider Nation to the final play.
What Jack Semple did for me earlier. Joining me now, Locker, who's been on the loose in Winnipeg. What do you think, pal? That could be a hit, huh?
Yeah, I'm not singing for you.
No, I did not want to chime in either, as much as I love that song. Hey, you've been in Winnipeg the last few days with the Green Zone, and last night, I hope you took time to party a little. What'd you do?
Last night we did. We went to Riderville, but I was on the clock because I'm doing Locker on the Loose, and we've got the Stuart Johnson, the commissioner of the CFL's State of the League address today, and he's also going to take some questions from season ticket holders, and I'm guessing that the conversation will make its way to what he did in September, which was the CFL rule changes. And so I went down to Ryderville, Greg, and I asked people what they thought about the changes. So that is going to be my Locker on the Loose video today.
I love
I'll
it.
Say this. I sort of had this idea, and I was so wrong, that maybe people were moving on a little bit, but they are not. They still love the CFL, but they have very, very strong opinions about the goalposts and the 100-yard field and the end zones and the modified rouge and the new 35-second play clock that's coming down sooner than later.
You are going to have an interesting meeting with the commish today. There's no doubt about it. I bet that fourth down topic comes up as well, too. But take me inside Ryderville. It's always the hottest party of Grey Cup festivities. And the Riders, they know what they're doing. Lots of great live music all the time. Did you get a sense, fans, we're picking that one as the one of the hot ones?
I'm going to say something that they kind of messed up this year. If you were on your way, like if you woke up Sunday morning and said, honey, we're going to the Grey Cup, and then you went and you booked your hotels and you headed down here, and then you started looking into tickets for all the fan fests or for the festival stuff, it's all sold out.
Yeah.
So people are quite upset about that. So last night, it was a good crowd, and it was a ruckus crowd, but it wasn't a very big crowd. And again, I wonder if it's a venue problem with a capacity issue. But there are a lot of Rider fans in Winnipeg this weekend that are not going to be able to take in Riderville, and that is unfortunate. We had a conversation yesterday on the Green Zone, Jamie and I, about the possibility of maybe, I don't know, designating another bar. And we were talking about Shannon's. So I have a feeling there's going to be a couple of establishments that end up housing a lot of the Rider fans, Rider Nation, that couldn't get into the festivities over the next couple of days, which is really unfortunate.
Okay, well, look, I love the perspective, and I love the fact that when it comes back to Regina, everything's all right next door to everything, and it's all under one roof when we party in 2027. Locker, we'll look for you on the loose later this afternoon, and more of the Green Zone, and great work in Winnipeg. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. By the way, we have a special edition of the Green Zone. Just a quick plug here on Saturday as well. We're doing the show today, 2 to 6, our regular time, but we're also going to be broadcasting Saturday. And of course, Jamie Belton and Daryl will have the pregame and postgame shows for the Grey Cup on Sunday.
You're really good at getting the last word. Get out of here. See you, Locker. Good sport. CJME News time is 8:27.